Welcome to Spirit Talk.
I'm Jay.
I'm Sil.
And welcome back.
All right. So today we're going to talk about how to make your dreams a reality. Manifesting.
Manifesting. I want to start though too, before we start manifesting, about how you had just had a conversation with your mom.
Yeah.
And your mom speaks full Hungarian. Mm-hmm. And I felt your father come through. And I haven't had these like push by spirit kind of things in quite some time, so it felt actually good. So your dad was all energetic, and I saw him how he was before he passed, and he was telling me, you know, this story or describing this other guy that he was with, and as well as trying to come up with something that only like your mom would know or something like that. And that's how what I try to do when I give readings is something that they would know. And I got this word. I kept getting this word in your language. And do you want to tell me?
Yeah, and you were saying it's a K and this and that. And you were writing things down. And then when I looked at it, I'm like, it's Kocha. It's duck, but that's like an endearment name to somebody that was, you know, a good friend. Basically somebody, you know, that I've actually, you know, known. He passed away a long time ago when he was younger, but he wasn't too old. But he came with us to outings, you know, for instance, up to the mountains and stuff like that. So I do have some silent films from back in the day, and I do remember those. So when I read that, and that's what came to me too.
Yeah, because I thought that I found that very fascinating how they were trying to show me how to write it,
yeah,
and how to pronounce it, and it brought me back to the story of when I did for that Chinese woman, and her mom came through, and the word that I was getting for her. So I'm like, wow, and I felt really shut down for quite some time, and haven't been doing readings because I've been a lot of stuff going on, and so I'm starting to feel like I'm coming out of my shell and getting back into it. And I thought that was fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. I think these kitties also are just kind of bringing us, you know, in a better mood.
Yeah, and out of our, like, funk or, you know.
Definitely.
So we all go through it. And when I'm like this, guys, I don't give readings and stuff because I need to heal myself first before I'm able to take care of and help others. So
exactly.
That's key. So back to manifesting. I don't know how do you want to start off with that?
Well, here's the thing. I know that it's not like we are pros at this. You know, we have had many intrications of doing the same thing, and we have gone through a lot of manifesting of our own. We have dream boards, vision boards. And that's important to have. And I think when you're focused on something, things will happen. Your mind will make it happen. As long as you're focused on it and you're determined, it's important to do that. You never give up. And you got to step out of that box.
You know, I some of the good things that I remember from my biological father was being brought up with him saying things like, you know, your mind is a very powerful thing. What you put your mind to will come about, you know, and it didn't really sink in with me when I was younger until I was older. And a lot of it is positive thinking and the way you think, and it helps things to manifest, and being specific what you truly want and desire is key too.
Yep.
I also learned too that it's speaking with God or the universe, divine parent, which however you want to call your higher power, is all about asking. The key word is ask. And yeah, everybody wants to be a multimillionaire, and they say, well, how come you can't get the numbers and get the lottery? You know, it goes back to things like, you know, I can be 97% accurate on a reading. To me, it's 100%, because where I'm going with this is the client will come back and say, well, oh, well, how come you couldn't see this person pass or when they were going to pass? Because if I did, then somebody would stop them in their tracks, and that's, you know, part of their fate or their purpose. You know, that's what's supposed to take place, unfortunately, and happen.
That you get what you get, which you are given. Mm-hmm. If you're not given that answer, there's a reason for that.
And I have a very big mouth. And if, like I tell Spirit, if you don't want me to share or see something, don't show me mm-hmm. or say it, because I'll say it and mm-hmm. I give what I get. And a lot of times, you know, like we were taught in school too, not to do doom and gloom. So I take what I consider doom and gloom and make it into a positive, mm-hmm. you know, and prepare somebody, you know, kind of like a warning, but not doom or gloom mm-hmm. way. And so back to manifesting, like we each manifested each other. We got tired of the people we were dating. We were starting to see our patterns mm-hmm. and our cycles, and we wanted to break that, and we wanted something different. And I was specific on what I was asking my higher power, what I was looking for in somebody, and you were as well. Mm-hmm. And we came together. And
well, here's the thing. It's not that you get tired of the person that you're with. It's because they're not meant for you. So there's something that you're holding on to that you should not be. And you have to let that person go sometimes, because they have someone that they need to be with. And they can't be with that person that they're meant to be with, because, you know, you are with that other person.
Right. And what I meant by that was going back was not as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. But you get tired of the same patterns, and you start like getting yes. to a point in your life like, okay, something's not right here, or there's a lesson that I'm missing here yes. and that I needed to learn, and I'm going to keep getting and receiving that lesson until I learn it.
Exactly.
So that kind of goes back with karma. Like, karma is not meant to be a punishment, but meant to teach and show a lesson, mm-hmm. you know. So going back, you know, back to manifestation is also, like Syl said just earlier, you keep thinking about something. Just like me, I wanted this particular car, and I kept thinking about this car, and then all of a sudden I kept seeing it, and then I felt compelled to go to the dealership and sit in that car and just feel like what it would feel like to be behind it and driving it and the smell of it and everything. The more detail you put into something, the more you're like telling your higher power, this is what I want, mm-hmm. you know, and the more detailed and the more energy you put into it, the sooner things happen.
And it's important that you don't tell everybody about that. Mm-hmm. This is between you and you.
Exactly.
This is your dream. And if you just tell people what you're doing, a lot of times they're going to be very negative towards you, or they'll be like, oh, that's a bunch of, you know, whatever.
Well, also, you're allowing their influence to yes, influence your desires dreams. And your
yeah,
your
it's dreams, like, oh, so. Maybe it's not positive. Maybe it's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's not going to happen. No, you don't need that influence. And also, what you put out, the energy that you put out into something, you're going to get back. So any positive energy you put out, you know, by thinking about it and doing, oh, how can I make that happen? Those are all positive things, instead of saying, oh, I don't think it's ever going to happen for me and this and that. Then it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you should never be negative about your dreams.
It also goes back to, it's not only what you wish for, it's what you ask for. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you know, what you give out is you're going to get back. Mm-hmm. So it goes hand in hand with law of attraction and like attracts like.
Yep. Being confident, feel more confident of who you are. This is another thing, is you have to take some time and sit with your thoughts. Jot down some ideas, words, numbers, whatever comes to you. You know, maybe you want a house, you want to draw it out. You know what, I would love to have this, and I would love this with it, or this color, or any detail you put into it, like, wow, this is my dream, this is what I want.
Yeah, there's so many different ways of manifesting your dreams. A lot of people, they write stuff down. They do gratitude journals. They do like vision boards and dream boards, mm-hmm. they call them. And that's how I work, is mm-hmm. I'm a visual, so I need to see things, and it helps to keep in memory. That's what I want. That's, you know.
Also, being positive of your surroundings. as far as you might be living in an apartment, you don't have a house, which, you know what, be grateful for it. You have a place to stay, you have a job. You might not love your job, but guess what? Write down some jobs that you would love to have, but you can't. Write down the reasons. How do I overcome that? What do I need to do to get that? Now you're making your mind think that way, and you're going to actually make it happen because you're constantly going to be thinking about it. There could be an incident where you're going to come across somebody or something that's going to make it happen for you.
Yeah. Everything is tied down to energy, like what you're attracted to. Attract, attracts, attract. Mm-hmm. You know, so going back to the car thing, not only did I keep seeing it, I kept visualizing it. I went to the dealership, I sat in it. All of a sudden, I'm driving by a car dealership one day, and this car that I wanted was right out in front. And I remember, this is after my mom had passed away, but while my mom was here, she used to tell me things all the time, like, you know, Jay, if you really want it, go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I went and got my car. And so that's kind of part of manifesting. And
you know, you got to be brave. You got to be brave. You have to just go for it. If your finances don't allow that at the time, then make it happen. You know, get your details in order, the things that you need to do.
Your ducks in a row, as we put it.
Absolutely. Be brave.
But you do have to take action. You can't just sit there and ask for something and just sit back and wait for it to happen. You actually need to take steps to make that happen.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, oh, I prayed for this and for all my life and blah, blah, blah. God's not giving this to me and I'm not worthy, blah, blah, blah. Well, don't look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason for everything, including time. You could not have been in the right time frame, the right mind, whatever the case may be, maybe not the right situation. So when you get to that right time and when you're ready, it will happen.
You know, it goes back to, again, like what you attract, right? How you put yourself out there, how you present yourself, who you hang out with, places you go, listen, or music you listen to. All these kinds of things influence. So if you want to be wealthy, hang out with wealthy people or hang around wealthy areas and stuff like this. If you want to, you know, live, I guess, backstyle or like backcountry roads, stuff like this, then hang out with those kind of people. It's what you want to create as your own, I guess, space.
Exactly.
In your reality.
You know, another thing that I remember you posted something about, hang out with the people that are smarter than you. Not in that way, like they're smarter, they're good people, they're smart, they're, you know, they have things that they have done that you look up to. Things of that nature. Basically, you want to give out what you want to get back. So help everybody as much as you can. Stuff like that. Be a good person, basically.
Right. It goes along with, you know, what makes a good boss? Somebody who's actually done the job themselves. You can't go into like an industry like I used to be in, 25 years of truck driving, and you work for a company where nobody's actually driven a truck and don't know what it's like. They sit behind a computer screen and they tell you how it is. That's not how it is because you're not out there. It takes a lot of communication. So if you're going back to, I always try to find talent in other people that I lack in. And I always want to find somebody who's smarter than I am so I can learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm lacking in an area, I want to find somebody that knows that area very well or whatever, so I can kind of learn from too. And
we're all learning from each other.
Constantly learning. You're always learning.
Absolutely. You know? If you need advice, don't ask from the people that are in a bad shape and not in the same frame of mind or not in a position that you want to be in. They're not going to have the answer for you because they would already be there, right?
And it depends on what kind of attention you're putting out there, is what kind of attention you're going to attract. Same thing with manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
what you truly want and you know and you desire and you write down, you dream about, you think about, you put it on a vision board, you pray about it, you do meditations on it. There's so many different ways of going about doing your own manifestation. Just because somebody wrote a book about it doesn't mean that's the right way for you. Everybody, I feel, manifests in their own way and what they feel is right. And a lot of it is positive thinking and the way you think about things.
Exactly. I think there's not one way to manifest. I think there's just everybody's so unique and so different. You have your own journey. As long as you're positive and you give out the positive vibes, you're going to get back.
Well, I believe you should go through life questioning. Question everything. Be skeptical.
Absolutely. Yeah, skepticism is actually good because you're getting rid of what's not meant for you, what's not good for you.
And you're seeking your truth. You're not reading about it. You're learning about it on your own through your own life on life's terms.
And you know what? It's not going to be easy either. You're going to be, oh my gosh, what did I get myself into? I don't know if I could do this. You know, and instead of saying that, you know, meditate on it. Make sure you're in a place that is safe, that you feel safe. And that's important because you want to be able to sit and actually feel very comfortable and relaxed. If you are not, then you need to find a place that you can be.
Peace and quiet is essential.
Listening to your thoughts and knowing who you are and really dig deep of who you really are and what your life, what you want your life to be like.
Besides which I have been told is very, I guess, intelligently thinking or whatever. I was grown up and brought up where mom didn't talk about three different subjects, and that was abortions, politics, and religions. And those were all personal beliefs and things. So I've always found and I've always questioned everything. And I kind of, for myself, always kind of like played the detective of who, what, where, when, how. And if I don't know an answer, I'm going to seek it. There's sometimes where I've gotten myself, you know, in trouble because there was nobody that really asked or was trustworthy to, and I went ahead and did something, and that's where I had gotten into trouble. So, but always pay attention to how your body's reacting and feeling, and it goes back to
intuition. And never push somebody to think your way.
No.
We're unique in our own way. We think how we think.
And I don't watch much TV. This is why I don't watch the news, because I don't like the influences, the celebrities, all this, blah, 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 blah. I'd rather be behind the scenes and a voice than my face catching attention, you know, and that's not what I want to be about. You know, I don't like attention, and I want to be the type of person that is able to help others, encourage others, inspire others. And not be, you know.
Not seeking attention.
Ego. Ego.
Ego is not good at all. Forms of manipulation comes out of that.
Hence so. Why we're doing this for free, because we want to help people.
Exactly.
And we're human beings, and we're you know, we're quote unquote.
Yeah. Well, not to mention that, you know, let people be who they are. Don't be negative on social media. You know, let them think the way they think. It's okay. It's not going to, you know, change you. Don't air out your dirty laundry.
Especially on social media.
Especially, yeah. You know, have a select few people, and it's okay to have just a select few, whether it's one or two, that you talk to.
And ones that
have somebody that you're close to.
Right, and ones that actually encourage you and, you know, unconditionally love, that are not in competition with you, that want to see you grow, thrive. Those are the kinds of people you want to surround yourself with, not these Debbie Downers that hold you back to drain your energy and stuff like this, and to think negative about you and to, you know, have intentional jealousy or deliberate motives or agendas behind it. You know, you want to find good, uplifting people who encourage you, who hear and see you. And I stress that out a lot, especially on my page too as well. I particularly don't like social media. If I didn't have this page, I wouldn't be on it. But I do feel like it actually gives me something to look forward to, especially after my daughter had passed away. It gives me something to look forward to, and the messages that I receive back and a confirmation that I'm actually helping somebody. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. And the actual people look forward to these posts that come out. And once in a while when I say something, surround yourself. Yeah. And I grew up with, my mom used to tell me all the time, you'll be lucky if you have at least 5 friends in your whole life on your hand. Mm-hmm. And she is so right, because there's only 3-4 people in my life that I can fully trust. Mm-hmm. And who I can completely feel like my guard and my shield is down and be myself.
Exactly. And it's so important to be yourself. Mm-hmm. If you're not yourself and you're going to start wanting to be yourself, and that means not hurting people and not, you know, doing things that hurt people. Just be yourself in who you want to be, who is natural coming through. And the ones that don't like it, they don't belong in your life.
Like, I found it amazing that I typically have very much trust issues with people in general, but particularly men, because of what I've been through and stuff like this. So when I seeked out, I should say, when I guess was compelled or attracted to my best friend, my male best friend, that is, it was a kind of chemistry that I can't explain, that it was an instant brother-like feeling. And it's funny, because it turns out that he's the same age as my older brother. He looks just almost identical to him, except for different in face a little bit. But everything else is pretty much what I was always looking for in an older brother. And now I have one. And I couldn't be more grateful. So I'm very selective as to who I share information with. And this goes back to manifesting too, like telling people your dreams and your desires and stuff. Some things are better kept to yourself than expressing them. And until something happens permanently is when the best time to celebrate the occasion. But until then, keep it under wraps until it happens, because all of a sudden you'll get all the negative influences and energies that interfere with your manifesting.
Focus on your own life. Focus on your mm-hmm. own needs and wants.
And question things. And ask.
Yes, definitely. You definitely want to write down lists of things, whether it's money or whether it's a house, whether it's a job. You want to be detailed. You know, write things down. How do you want to feel? You know, if it's a house, what's the most important things about it? You know, not just one, but the most important things that you want it to be, and how it's going to feel when you step foot into that house. You know, for me, it's definitely the outdoors. You know, I want a nice yard. I want, you know, the things that I want, and I'm going to write those things down, and you're going to make it happen. That's what it is.
Yeah. So basically, if you know, you're an artist and you like to draw, and all sorts of things play into manifesting. Yeah. And the more detail you put into something, mm-hmm. the better the outcome.
You got to visualize it. Absolutely.
And the faster something comes.
Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to come a month from now. It could be years, but it doesn't matter. You're focusing on it and it's going to happen. There could be many things on your list, and one thing will happen soon enough, and then next thing you know, another one. Next thing you know, there is another.
But sometimes the universe or God or however you want to put your higher power, they test you. Mm-hmm. It's like a test to see what you're willing to let go of. Yes. And to be able to move forward, because there's sometimes when we're trying to manifest our own reality or dreams or desires, there's obstacles in a way, and we can't always see them until, you know, like repeated things keep happening and signs you need to pay attention to and things of that nature, until you start like learning the things or learning how to let go of, or things that are holding you back. Mm-hmm. until you're able to do that, then you'll be able to move forward. But you got to be able to let go of some things sometimes too.
I got a kind of a visual effect for people if they want to kind of visualize, let's say, a bag of marbles, and you close the bag and it's full. Now this is your life, represents your life. Now you want this and that in your life. How are you going to put that in there? You have to remove something in order to put something else in it. So what are you willing to let go? Because it's an exchange. Mm-hmm. You're exchanging energy. This energy is no longer serving me. You have to let go. And you bring in that other energy that is going to be making things happen.
And that's one of the prayers that I often use is, you know, what I ask, that whatever is no longer serving me be removed, and whatever does serve my higher good, I ask, you know, that it be nourished. So,
you know, there's another one actually. When I wanted my own salon and I kept looking and looking for places and places and nothing was right, and I kept praying that, you know, why can't I find the right place? And then I turned around and I said, okay, God, why don't you close the door if it's not meant to be and open the doors that are meant to be? And I kept saying this with every place that I looked at. And guess what? I found the perfect place. And now looking back, I saw all the bad that could have happened and that would not have been a good space for me.
Or a fit.
Absolutely. It could be people, it could be places, things, all kinds of things. But you know what? We don't know everything. God knows all. He knows what's meant for us and what's going to create good energy and what's not.
And I learned this a long time ago when I was in rehab at the age of 16. Mm-hmm. I was in there for 6.5 months. I was in with all a bunch of different characters and different people. And I've come to learn that if you're uncomfortable or intimidated or whatever by speaking to a higher power, it's okay to call upon your loved ones, your spirit guides, your archangels, whoever you feel comfortable with or safe with. And I remember even in rehab, they were telling us, you know, even if you don't have a higher power, try to think of something higher than you, you know, whether it be. And they were just giving examples. Not a lot of people agree with it, but I don't judge. And that's their choice. They start off with a rock or a boulder or something and work your way up, you know, as something higher than yourself. That's what where they were going with it. You know, some kind of higher being than yourself or higher thing that you feel comfortable talking with.
Well, you could talk to your loved ones that have passed. Mm-hmm. You can ask for their help, you know, and they're all around us. So, and you know, you ask and you shall receive. Now, sometimes it's not the right things that you think is going to help, or the time frame. It might not be at the moment, mm-hmm. but it will come. Absolutely.
So I feel like the key with today is just to surround yourself with like-minded, loving, encouraging
people,
individuals, kind of people that you want to surround yourself with that bring you joy and peace and happiness, not drama, chaos, and problems.
If you're in a not so good workplace, let's say, you know what? Just do your best and work towards where you want to go. You know,
at least keep going, keep exactly. thriving, because it's a step in the right direction. Even though it seems like it's not going anywhere, it's eventually going somewhere. Something will eventually open up. Mm-hmm. The key is to have a positive mind about it, a mind frame, and keep feeling and thinking that something is going to be or come better mm-hmm. To happen or take place.
It's all in time. It's going to mm-hmm. happen. You just don't know when.
Right.
But as long as your mind is focused and it's positive, and you don't put people down, you help people, you're giving out positive energy, you're going to get positive energy back. Mm-hmm. If you believe in bad karma and, oh, I wish this person, blah, 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 that's not good. That's going to come back to you. You still want to wish them well. because that's their life. That's not your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the good things will come back to you. And you're going to be attracting those types of people. So exactly. if you're gonna be positive, you're gonna attract positive people,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you want.
So,
I think that concludes our
lesson segment for today.
Yeah, like I said, we're not perfect in everything. We don't know everything, but these are the things that has helped us and the things that we've learned.
We're humans. We make mistakes.
And we'd like to share it with you and help you guys.
Can't see her in our own backyards. Yep. So.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here to help. And again, I keep saying this mm-hmm. so often that I hope that we get to the point where we're able to bring on guests.
Yep.
And
we're working on it.
See where this thing goes, But I'm hoping, if you guys are listening, thank you very much. And I asked if you could to please share and get us out there, a little
Absolutely.
Bit more. So I appreciate you all that have been with us and continue. Thank you. And I hope you have a very blessed week to come. Yeah. And
we wish you well and have a great weekend, guys.
Until next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. And that concludes today's segment on Spirit Talk. I'm Jay.
And I'm Sue.